You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The natural gas industry tells us using natural gas is environmentally friendly. The industry points to fewer impurities, tells us its combustion yields mainly carbon dioxide and water vapor, so less pollution. But the main ingredient of natural gas is methane, and methane is one of the biggest contributors to climate change. That's why University of Michigan Public Policy Assistant Professor Katie Hausman says we need to worry about what's happening to the environment when natural gas with its methane leaks. She believes utilities have very little incentive to plug natural gas leaks. Katie Hausman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What is fugitive methane?
Whenever natural gas gets transported or put through a processing system, it can leak out. And it can do that sort of surface stations through valves. It can do it from pipelines. The natural gas seeps out of the system in small amounts that start to add up. And a big component of that natural gas is, as you said, methane, which is a contributor to climate change.
So this is a normal part of the whole supply chain process of getting
from
natural gas.
From start to finish, yep.
How much is leaking out? How big a problem is this?
That's a big open question, and scientists have disagreed a lot. One of the reasons my co-author and I wanted to get into this research was that we saw all this great research coming out of the sciences and the engineering side, trying to get a sense of how much is leaking. And what we didn't see was nearly as much research on why it's leaking, what's being done to prevent those leaks, or what sort of incentives natural gas utilities might face. And so we wanted to zero in on that part of the problem.
And what did you find? Why? First the why.
So first, the why. I think when you look at natural gas utilities, there's two big incentives that you need to think about. Something you might hear from a lot of analysts, especially natural gas industry analysts, is, well, why would we let natural gas leak out of our system? That's the product we're trying to sell. Why wouldn't we want to plug those leaks and sell it to somebody? And that's certainly true. But there's two other parts that maybe those analysts aren't thinking about or aren't talking about. And the first part is that the value to society is a lot bigger for those leaks than the value to the company. And that's because of those climate change damages. The simplest example to think about is if a natural gas company lets some amount of gas leak out of its system, maybe there's a technology it could use to plug that leak. Suppose that technology costs $10 to implement.
Okay.
When it implements that technology, it'll prevent a leak that might be worth $2 to $4 to that company in terms of the commodity value, what they can get by buying and selling gas, $2 to $4. But when you look at the climate change damages, it's more like $25 to $30, according to the calculations in our paper. So the company's not going to do that because they would lose $6 to $8 implementing that technology. But society, the American public, would certainly like them to implement it.
Well explained. So what's the answer then? Since there does not seem to be this economic incentive, is that because the price of natural gas is so low?
It's partly the gap has been getting wider over time as natural gas prices have fallen. But there's always been that wedge. Even when natural gas prices were substantially higher in the early 2000s, you still had that big disparity. This is your standard environmental damages problem from any economics textbook. And the answer is to price at the environmental damages level, not just at the commodity value level. But for natural gas utilities that bring gas into your home or into my home, into businesses, the problem is even more severe. There's not just that difference between the $2 to $4 commodity value and the $25 to $30 climate change value. There's actually even less incentive for that natural gas utility. Now I'm going to zero in on the distribution utilities. Those are the ones that bring natural gas to your home, to my home. We use it to heat our homes, to heat our water.
Yeah.
I value it a lot in our cold Michigan winters. And that natural gas utility faces pretty strict economic regulations at the state level. And the reason is that it's usually the only provider of natural gas in one area. So you don't get to go out and sort of shop around. You have to buy gas from that one utility. That makes sense. You don't want three utilities running gas lines through one street. That wouldn't be efficient. But because they're the only provider, the state regulates the prices that the utility can charge you. And part of that process is that in most states, most utilities get fully reimbursed for any gas that leaks out.
Oh, so even less economic incentive if they're being reimbursed.
Exactly. Even less incentive if you have partial or full reimbursement. And historically, maybe that wasn't very important. Maybe it wasn't that much money we were talking about. The utilities would say this is a cost of doing business. We need to be reimbursed for it, just like we're reimbursed for any other costs, for our equipment costs or our labor costs. But as we've come to understand the climate change implications, I think we're coming to understand that that sort of regulatory distortion is worse than what we thought it was.
All right. So then what model do you propose that would fix this in a sense and impose those incentives for utilities to keep the leaks to a minimum? And even more importantly, in whose lap is the responsibility?
It's a tricky problem. I think three things need to happen. One is the reimbursement rules need to be changed, of course. And slowly they have been changing. Some states are implementing caps or more scrutiny over the amount leaked. But that's not going to be enough. You still need to charge for the full environmental damages, not just the commodity value. But those two things combined are going to face one really tricky problem, which is accurate measurement. We know something about how much utilities leak, but the measure that we have is pretty noisy. It's going to be politically difficult to implement a really stringent regulation based off that noisy measurement.
When you say noisy, what do you mean by that? That's an interesting term.
Something like a third of the measurements are actually negative, meaning gas utilities are selling more than they are buying. That's clearly not true, but it tells you something about the quality of the data that we're working with.
Not that great.
Not that great. So we have ways in our research to get around that problem, but putting in place a really strict environmental regulation on something that's measured so poorly is, of course, going to be politically challenging. And that's true not just at the level of the sort of local pipelines, but throughout the natural gas supply chain. We need better measurement that's more precise and more accurate.
And if we don't get a grip on this and get a grip on plugging these natural gas leaks?
If we don't get a grip on this, it's going to continue to be a big contributor to climate change as the natural gas industry grows because of the development of new fracking technologies. It's just going to be a bigger and bigger problem. As other countries implement fracking, it's going to be a problem there too.
What role do people who care about climate change, what role can they play in this trying to affect a reforming of the way that we treat the natural gas supply chain and allow for leaking?
Understanding what the administration, the federal administration, is doing on methane leaks throughout the supply chain. My research focused on sort of within city networks, but the federal administration is imposing new regulations from wellhead through the supply chain. And that's going to be really important going forward. I don't want to throw out the natural gas sector. It can have big advantages over coal. I don't think the answer is to shut down natural gas. The answer is to keep that natural gas but have a better handle on the leaks.
Katie Hausman is an assistant professor of public policy at the University of Michigan. Her piece on why utilities have so little incentive to plug leaking natural gas can be found at theconversation.com. Katie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.